Welcome to the Jesus Revealed podcast. I'm your host, Zintle Mnube, and we are in day 28, where we are looking at the three parables that talk to the kingdom of heaven. And for that, I'm joined by Elder Candice Govender, with much apprehension with me referring to you as that. Welcome, Elder Candice, and thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me, Minister Zintle.
No, it's good to have you here. So we're going to go right into it and just talk through then the three parables. So if you don't mind then, Elder Candice, just to walk us through the three and just give us the summaries of each of the parables.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think it's been really exciting just digging into all of these parables and I think just bringing them to the forefront because we, in Sunday school, I think learned so much about them.
Yeah.
And it's really been exciting just getting ourselves consumed by them again. There are three parables that I'll touch on. It's the parable of the hidden treasure, it's the pearl, and the fishing nets.
Yeah.
And I think we all know these very well, but I'm just going to touch on them a little bit. So the parable of the hidden treasure speaks about a man who finds treasure and he stumbles upon some gold, as we would today. And he goes and he sells all of his belongings and comes back and buys the field because he's found this treasure.
Yeah.
And I think this speaks a lot about the commitment that we need to give God. And we can dig into the treasure of heaven and into the word that is available to us. But this also speaks so much of the commitment of God to us.
Okay.
And he finds us his treasure. So it really is, I think, a double-edged sword when you look at it. So the kingdom of heaven is the greatest gift, and we can't deny that, right? And as man, we can abandon everything that we have on the earth to enter the kingdom. Yeah. But God, our Heavenly Father, finds joy in leaving everything for us,
sure.
His church.
Yeah.
And we see how he gave his son, he gave his only son for us, and he really did give up everything for us so that he could get the treasure. And that was really to get us. And then moving on to the parable of the pearl, and this is in Matthew 13. So the whole scripture reference is from 44 to 52, and I'll touch on various points there. But in the word, it speaks about how the and I'm going to just refer to it. So again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found the one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it, right?
Yeah.
Which here again, we see that this merchant will do anything just to get this pearl. And, you know, I did a bit of research on pearls, and it's so amazing, the whole process and just how much you can pay for one. I mean, something in the bracket of $300 to $1,500 for a fine pearl. So this is something of real worth.
Yeah.
And the merchant is someone, he's a trader, he's a businessman, and he's really looking for the best that he can get, the best that he can sell, more so. But as we begin to dig deeper into this, we understand that the merchant is actually Jesus Christ. He paid a price that was way beyond anything we could even imagine. And we actually represent that pearl that he's after. Yeah. So that's really incredible. And then just touching on the last one, which is the parable of the net or the fishing nets. Mm. And here we see a story of how fish are gathered in the net. And when these are taken onto shore, that the ones that are good are taken and the ones that are not so good are put aside and almost thrown away. And that sounds a bit mean, I think, to some of those fish, you know. But it is like us that there's people on this earth that try their best, they give their all into working towards getting into the kingdom. And there are some that just won't make it because they choose to go the other way. And even however unjust that seems, it's about God being the just God that he is, about being the faithful father that he rewards those that diligently seek after him. So it really does show his character in that.
Sure. No, that's a great outline. And I think on my part, I didn't really see the perspective that you put in around that these parables are not just looking at us and how we should treasure the kingdom of heaven, but also looking at at God and even looking at Jesus as being that merchant who finds this great treasure. And it almost lines up with when you look at how we're described as the bride and he the groom. And usually then the bride is more often than not the prize. So that's really, really great. And I'd like to just start from the first parable in looking actually the first two that really put the emphasis on treasure and value. And I'm just thinking about the parable of the young rich man who Jesus told that if you actually want to gain eternal life, sell everything that you own. And it goes back to the question of what exactly do you value in your life? And I think it was clear then, because of all the possessions he had, he had laid up his heart in that treasure. And we are then called to be in contrast to that.
Yes, that's so true. And I think what you pointed out is so accurate. And you see how willingly he gave up everything. Whereas the rich man, I know we know he had some difficulty, right, in doing that. But in this case, we see how easy it is because you see where, I suppose, man's heart is, right? Where the treasure is. So it was so easy for him to do that and to just give it up and sell everything because he knew he was going to get more out of it. Yeah.
And thank you for that. So with the second parable, it talks about that merchant that is just scouring for this pearl. And I'm also just drawing parallels to Christ also being the shepherd and always looking for that one sheep that is astray and always then finding it. And I think that is, I guess, the basis of our relationship with Christ, in that we probably didn't necessarily outwardly just look for him, but he was the one that began the work in looking for us. So he's the active person in this relationship.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Something that really stood out for me, and as I said, I was looking at how these pearls are created.
Yeah.
And when you look at other treasures, when you look at gold, for example, it's things that are found, that are dug up out of the ground, and you're able to I suppose mold it and do what you need to with it, right?
Yeah.
Like diamonds, you know, there's a lot of chiseling that happens. There's a lot of refining that happens to make it look like what we want it to. But with a pearl, it's so different. It's something that is created.
Mm.
It's something that's formed. And there's, I suppose, some dispute on whether sand gets into the oyster or whether it's just some sort of material that actually comes out of it that creates this thing. But it is the most beautiful creation. And it's just like what God does with us, right? We are created. We're created in his image. We're created unique, each of us. We're created with a special sort of DNA and special character and special everything else that he puts into us. So I found the pearl such an interesting topic to talk about.
Yeah. And then it takes a bit of a, like you're saying, a bit of a bleak turn with the parable of the of the fishermen and on the fishing net. And I just want to maybe just dwell for a little bit in there, because when you were just detailing that and just when you said around, in our eyes, it may seem as if it's something that is unjust, but we're looking at it in human standards and we're not looking at it at God's standards as him being the just and the righteous God. And, you know, I'm just thinking about certain verses as well around where in I think 1 John, where it just calls out people that were part of the church initially, or part of the group of believers, but had since gone out.
Yes.
And then what John says is that they were never actually a part of us. And I'm just looking at this parable with the fishnet in that there's going to be that sorting process, whether we like it or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that just speaks of our work that we have on earth. And yes, you know, it might seem old school gospel that we have to save souls, you know, and that ultimately is why we're here.
Indeed.
And the work that we do here, I think, contributes to that end goal and why it's so important that we continue to spread the good news, to help people understand that there is better, there is brighter, there is a God that cares, that one day we will be judged. And it is unfortunate that, you know, there will be that separation. But it's only, I think, fair to the people that, as you say, with our worldly eyes, we look at it. but to those that have faithfully and served God and lived their lives upright.
Yeah, and I think to what you're saying there, Elder Candace, is that there has to be that work in each and every one of us. And I think in the previous weeks, we did touch upon us needing to pray for the laborers or the laborers in the harvest, not necessarily for the harvest in itself, because the harvest is there. Yeah. And to your point, it's all about doing that work. And even Christ said, we must quickly carry out the works that God has laid out for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just then want to bring it home around when looking at these three parables. I guess with the first two, it's very easy to make the connection of value. Mm. And with the last one, we may think there's a departure. But I think the tying into that last parable into the first two is that we can probably say the ones that were put out of the fishnet are those that probably didn't value the kingdom. But in your view, Elder Candace, I'd just like us to look at then what we can walk away with looking at these parables.
I think with these three parables, there's a lot of focus on the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that kind of ties them together. But when we look at the hidden treasure, we see that God didn't, well, the man in the parable, first of all, didn't buy just the treasure. He went for the field, right? He didn't go and dig up just this treasure and say, I've had enough. There was something about the field that grabbed his attention, right? That he needed it. So you may want the treasure, but you have to navigate the field around it. And I think it speaks a lot about just wanting the gold and walking away with it, or wanting the jewels, right? And I thought about this in the context of us South Africans, that we're very clear, or we know what it is to mine. We know what it is to have mining communities around us. And it's so important that if we stumble across gold, we are going to buy the field because we know that there's more there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a process of getting through the rocks, of getting through the messiness, of getting through all of the sand and the hard work to get to that gold. Sure. So the field is just as important as the treasure was in the story. And the same with God. He didn't just want us. He wanted all of it. So he took us with the gold, with the gems, with the messiness, with the treasures, with everything that he could find in us. He wanted it all.
Yeah.
Which is what is so great about God. And the thing is that he loves us. He loves us whole. He loves us holistically. And also when it speaks about the kingdom of heaven in the scriptures, to me, it feels like God's, just kind of reaching out to us to say, wake up, pay attention.
Yeah.
You need to take heed to this, that if you want to get to the kingdom, these are things that you need to be aware of. So if God was willing to give everything, and we see in these parables that he's willing to give everything and to give up everything, then I think it's only fit for us to be able to do the same and to match that. So that's, I think, it for me.
No, that's really great. And I think this was such a very important series or session to have that talks about value. Because I think from the time that we started up until now, it really has been an emphasis on revealing Christ. And I think we'll see a lot more of Christ. But I think this was a great stop to say, let's actually reveal the kingdom as well and almost exalt and talk about its value, because it took everything from God to give us the kingdom. And now in response, in what you've unpacked, it's very important for us then to give back everything and value it as everything and utmost in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the most important thing after all, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We get distracted with a lot of other things around us, but it is the most important.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Elder Candace, thank you so much for your time. I think this was such a blessing.
Thank you very much.
So God bless you for that. And to everyone that has been listening or watching us, wherever you are, I pray that this has been a blessing to you as well. If you are driving, hopefully you're listening on the podcast or you're listening in the background on our YouTube channels. If this was a blessing to you, I kindly urge and encourage you all to like us on YouTube, follow us on the podcast as Jesus Revealed, day 28, and I pray that you'll be with us in this journey as we reveal Christ. Day 28. God bless you.